Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My favorite segments of the week because it just absolutely insanely increases my hunger. But don't forget, you want to listen for this sounder in the next 5 minutes.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
So when you hear that a little bit later in this segment, you want to be a call in person. And you want to be caller number 5 to talk to Mac Morey. Just tell him how beautiful his eyes and his hair is.
Mac's awesome.
He is. But that is Smash or Pass Sounder. It is brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with 2 locations, 95th and Knoll and 135th and Metcalf. So I want to start this out because I'm trying something new that's kind of out of my range of foods. So I went to Costco, and I'm a sucker. I got my normals. I got my normal stuff I buy. The olive oils, the charcoal, the coffee, the taco kit. Fantastic taco kit. And then I stumbled upon what I thought were like Italian sausages. And then I saw the label. Turns out they're chicken sausages. I don't think there's a huge big difference. I mean, obviously, I know the difference. But like, I don't think flavor profile will be that different. But they are...
Chicken sausages are actually pretty good.
Yeah. I've never had them. But these ones are smoked Gouda and green apple chicken sausages.
Oh. From my experience, they've been on the shelves for a very long time. I've seen them at all the stores, right? They must be good. If something lasts 20-some years, Dusty, it must be good. So have you had them yet?
I'm grilling them tonight.
I'll
bring you some tomorrow.
I think you're going to like them.
I'll have leftovers.
I think you're going to really enjoy
them. How do you
that.
Dress it? Just like a mustard?
Yeah.
Brown mustard?
You do brown. I'm not a yellow mustard guy, but I think you dress it the same way as you would.
Like a brat?
Any brat.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want to do the peppers and onions, maybe you're a sauerkraut person, maybe you're a yellow mustard, brown mustard, however you want to do it person. On the brat, I think you dress it the exact same way. Okay. I don't think there's any reason you shouldn't.
Should I raw dog one, just like taste it as it is, and then do another one?
See, what I would do is I would cook the whole package of them, right?
Yeah.
And look, let's be honest. We all need more than one brat or hot dog, right?
I'll house two and a side of mac and cheese.
Right. We're not children here. So I would have one, and I would cut one up into, you know, like 5 or 6 little pieces, you know, slices.
Little medallions.
And then let like everybody kind of sample that for the start type of deal and you know, kind of sample a little bit. And that way also, too, you can see what's inside of it, how much Gouda is really in there, how many apples are really packed in that thing. So that's what I would do.
Because I love smoked Gouda. It's my favorite cheese in the entire world. But normally sweet, salty, this seems more like a smoky sour.
Well, it's green apple because
sour.
Yeah, they're sour. So you're not getting the sweet, which is, for you, a good thing.
Yeah.
So.
My other question is, what's the side with it?
Well, I would do beans or fries or I think whatever. I think you're overthinking this one a little bit.
I thought about grilled potatoes.
That could be,
it'd be great.
They just take forever.
They do.
Yeah.
But here's the trick on that, and I don't know if it's good or not. Microwave them a little bit and then throw them on the
Blackstone. Don't have a microwave.
Oh, that's right. You don't.
Yep.
Yeah. He never zaps.
Nope. Never zaps.
That does help cook them a little bit better on the grill.
I can see that.
You know, or just buy the frozen ones.
Because I have a little bag of frozen. I normally just get those like new potatoes and slice them thin, put them in the foil, add the stuff, like all that I pack them in there with.
Smash.
Oil, butter, seasonings, wrap them up. 30 minutes one side, 30 minutes another side. Take them off the heat, flip them 15 minutes.
Are you doing it on charcoal?
Yeah.
Why not? Some people have told me, and maybe you already know this, there's something called like bacon grease or something. Like it's
bacon up.
Bacon up.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you have that?
Not yet.
And I've heard some really good things about using that.
Bake it up, baby.
Yeah.
Boom. Our boy Drew uses it. Not
Does
Drew
he?
Nixon, but the guy that we, the guy that has the Downright Delicious that I show you guys, the guy that does the cooking there.
Yeah.
His name is Drew.
Yes. Okay.
In every episode. Bake it up, baby. Throws it on his Blackstone.
Is it like it's bacon grease,
I mean, yeah,
right?
Pretty much. Somebody found like the Nutella version of it or something.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
But you throw that down and then frozen fries or frozen potatoes in that on the Blackstone. My man Barry at the J told me all about that one. Fantastic way to cook fries on the Blackstone.
Text line says air fryer for baked potatoes.
Yeah, air fryer is good for everything,
yeah,
man. It really is. But that helps the cooking process of the potatoes on the Blackstone. Mm. But you're doing the grill, so maybe you don't care about having the cooking time, you know, sped up a little bit.
The 816 says they're so Gouda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just don't put mayo on that sausage.
Yeah.
Jesse. That's a different guy. No mayo for me, man. I'm good on that.
You
not
sent
a huge...
us a list of hot dogs that were like regional hot dogs yesterday, right? And I've seen this list for years. And every time I look at it, I'm like, none of these are real. How many mayonnaise dogs did you see on that list?
Too many.
Yeah.
I'm good. Or maybe not any at all. I don't know. Were there mayonnaise dogs on there?
There's Sonoran dog is a mayonnaise dog, and I think Seattle they do
what
a mayonnaise
ours,
dog.
Like
sauerkraut.
Bun?
It was a sesame bun, which
never seen that in a hot dog in the state of Kansas or in the city of Kansas City ever.
That's a Chicago thing, first of all. Well, actually, that's a poppy seed bun.
Yeah, like it's poppy.
I've never seen a sesame seed hot dog bun. Sesame seed hot dog bun.
Sauerkraut melted Swiss.
Yeah. Sounds good,
but I've never
heard that called a Kansas City dog before.
Somebody says, Dusty, trust me. Grill them, chop them, chop some sweet potatoes, air fry those, mix together, over easy eggs served on top.
Oh, wow, that sounds good.
That might be the leftover version
That's
on Friday.
That's really good, man.
Okay.
I do like that.
I did put some.
Runny eggs or do you do?
I gotta have some run.
Yeah. But I'm asking the guy in the text. Scrambled eggs or do you do fried eggs? Because
he said, sir. Oh yeah. Oh, he said over easy eggs over served easy. On top.
Okay.
Yeah. I put some links in there from food bloggers.
Okay.
This says, how many are you grabbing? They look like little Hot Pockets, but they are mozzarella cheese steak Stromboli's. It basically looks like a Philly cheese hot pocket, but on steroids. At least two.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Smash.
Are you talking those little pieces or are you talking the whole thing?
I don't know. Yeah, like, there's four pictured, and you know the two
all of them.
The two little middle slots are the best ones.
Those are going to be cut.
You're charging.
Are they, though? Because you got the pocket that holds it in on the ends.
I know, but, man, you just, God, those little, it's like the middle cinnamon roll.
Are you a middle brownie guy or are you a corner brownie guy?
Big time middle brownie guy.
Okay.
I don't like the hard edges.
Gotcha. The other one doesn't exist. I don't know which one.
Yeah. So we're all smashing these mozzarella cheesesteak Stromboli's.
Yeah.
The other one's a curveball.
It doesn't exist anymore. It's gone.
Yeah.
I have it.
You do? It won't open on mine.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, it did go away.
Why do I have it? Yeah.
Okay, so this one was deviled eggs but with tuna on top.
Tuna.
No.
Uh-uh.
No, I think I would.
No, I mean, deviled eggs are good. They make your breath pretty bad as well. Tuna on top of deviled eggs, you're never picking up.
Oh, man, I think I would absolutely crush. Like, if I made my tuna salad.
I just sent it to you guys. Hey, there's some pretty good, there's a lot of seasoning going on here, too. It's not just like some tuna on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm trying this.
I don't think I would hate it. It's got all the texture you would like. It didn't like add any, like, I don't like tempura on my sushi. Some people dig the little, you know, crispiness and stuff like that.
I love it.
Oh, God,
I don't
no,
like,
I'm out
I just like the sushi in the raw. but I think I'm smashing tuna deviled eggs.
Yeah, I don't think I'm in on that one.
Pop's
that
just right. Your breath would be gnarly.
I mean, you got to have, you got to have the gum in the pocket.
For sure.
Bob and I were at the Dave Moore's event, and I was like, dude, it's hot. I know it is. I can feel my tongue. He goes, well, I got a whole bucket full of gum here, dude. Here you go.
Nice.
Like, you got to have that guy in your group.
Smash.
Somebody's got to be the gum guy.
100%.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I keep gum all the time in the car, on my person. You never know when you're going to need it, especially after us, after talking for 4 hours. I mean, it is gnarly. But that deviled egg with the tuna on just looked like too much mush.
Mm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.